This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to maintain a consistent leadership voice across email, Slack, and in-person conversations. One voice, three channels, how leaders build trust through consistency. In short, your team reads your tone before they read your words. A consistent leadership voice means they receive the same essential character from you whether you send an email, post on Slack, or speak in a room. Without it, your team spends energy interpreting you instead of trusting you. Consistency is not sameness, it is the same values expressed at the right weight for each channel. Your written voice is the most exposed, every word stays on screen, stripped of your warmth and body language. A practical, repeatable system is the only way to hold your voice steady under pressure. Definition: a consistent leadership voice is the recognizable pattern of tone, directness, and intent that runs through everything a leader communicates. It is present in formal emails, quick Slack replies, and live conversations alike, so your team always knows who they are hearing from, regardless of the medium. I watched a capable manager lose her team's confidence in 6 weeks. Not through a bad decision or a missed deadline. She lost it through the gap between her voices. In Monday morning meetings, she was warm, clear, and direct. Her Slack messages were terse to the point of cold. Her emails were so formal they read like they came from a different person entirely. Her team started to whisper, "Which version do we trust?" That is the price of an inconsistent leadership voice. It is not dramatic. It is a slow erosion of certainty, and by the time you notice it, the damage is already done. Maintaining a consistent leadership voice across email, Slack, and in-person conversations is harder than it sounds. Each channel has its own pull. Email rewards formality and length. Slack rewards speed and brevity. Face-to-face conversation rewards warmth and presence. Without a deliberate anchor, the channel shapes you instead of the other way around. This article gives you a working process to fix that, starting today. Why your voice fractures across channels. The problem is not character. Most leaders have good instincts. The problem is that each communication channel carries its own unspoken register, and we absorb that register without realizing it. Email was built in the era of formal business letters. We sit down to write one and our posture stiffens, our sentences lengthen, and our warmth retreats behind professional distance. Slack, by contrast, was designed to feel like texting a colleague. Its speed encourages us to strip messages down until only the information remains, and sometimes even it disappears. Then we walk into a room and our voice softens, our hands move, our eyes connect, and we become entirely human again. The result is that your team receives three different versions of you in a single day. They spend real cognitive energy trying to reconcile those versions. Is the terse Slack message a sign the leader is annoyed? Is the formal email a sign something is wrong? Doubt is exhausting, and it quietly corrodes trust. Understanding how to choose the right channel at work is part of this, but it is only half the answer. The other half is carrying the same voice into whichever channel you choose. Before you start, the two things you must know about yourself. No process works without a foundation. Before you apply any of the steps below, you need two things clearly in hand. First, you need a precise description of your leadership voice at its best, not a vague aspiration. A specific set of three or four qualities you can test against. Direct and kind, calm and clear, honest and encouraging. Write them down. This is your anchor. Every message you send, you will eventually hold up against these qualities and ask, "Does this sound like me at my best?" Second, you need to know where your voice currently breaks. Most leaders fracture in one of three places. They stiffen in email, they become flippant on Slack, or they hedge in person when they feel pressure. Spend a week watching yourself. Save a few emails, reread a few Slack threads, and recall a moment in a meeting where you felt your voice drift. The fracture point is always the same channel, under the same kind of pressure. Know yours before you begin. A practical process for keeping your leadership voice consistent. This is a six-step sequence. Work through it in order the first time. After that, the middle steps become instinct, and the bookend habits hold everything else steady. Number 1. Write your voice anchor in three phrases. Draft three short phrases that describe your leadership voice where it is working well. Not aspirational words. Actual phrases you would use or that your team would use about you. For example, says what she means without apology. Keeps the temperature low when things get tense. always gives context before direction. These three phrases are your calibration tool. Pin them somewhere visible. Number two, draft every written message once, then read it aloud before sending. This is the single most effective practice I know for written channel consistency. Type your email or Slack message, then read it aloud, quietly, in your own voice. You will hear the fracture immediately. A stiff email sounds like a stranger. A flippant Slack message sounds like a teenager. If what you hear does not match your voice anchor, write one sentence. Usually one is enough. Number three, set a tone marker at the top of every email. Email is the channel most prone to stiffening. Before you get into the content, write one human sentence. Not "I hope this email finds you well," which is noise. Something real. "Quick note before the week gets away from me." Or, "I wanted to be direct with you about this." That single sentence resets the register. The rest of the email will follow its lead. This practice connects directly to what I explore in tone in email communication. The first sentence sets the temperature for everything that follows. Number four, apply the two-message rule on Slack. Slack punishes slowness and rewards brevity, but brevity without warmth reads as cold. The two-message rule is simple. If a message requires a direct answer, you are allowed to be brief. If a message carries any emotional weight, a request, a correction, a concern, you write two messages. The first delivers the content. The second delivers the human context. For example, "I want to revisit the timeline we discussed," followed by "I think we can make it work," and "I want to talk through the options together." Two messages, 30 seconds. The difference in how it lands is significant. Number five, prepare your opening sentence before any in-person conversation that matters. Most leaders drift in meetings because they begin without a clear opening. They start mid-thought, hedge, qualify, and their voice loses its shape before the conversation finds its footing. Prepare one sentence before every consequential conversation that captures both your intent and your tone. "I want to be straight with you about where I see this going, and I want to hear your view." That sentence does two things. It signals directness and it signals respect. It sets the register for everything that follows. The role of communication in meeting success often comes down to exactly this. How you open sets the entire dynamic. Number six, do a weekly voice audit. Every Friday, spend 5 minutes looking back at one email, one Slack thread, and one meeting from the week. Hold each against your voice anchor. Ask three questions. Did I say what I meant? Did I sound like myself? Would my team read these and feel they know where I stand? You are not looking for perfection. You are looking for drift. Catch it weekly and it never becomes a crisis. Leave it unchecked for a month and your team will have already noticed. Keeping your voice consistent in remote and hybrid settings. Remote and hybrid teams experience your written voice far more than they experience you in person. That changes the stakes considerably. A mismatch that a team in the same room might absorb because they can read your face and body language becomes a real problem when the only signal your remote team receives is the text on their screen. For leaders working across time zones or hybrid arrangements, I recommend adding one habit: the weekly voice message. Not a text message. A brief audio or video message, 60 to 90 seconds, sent at the start of the week. Keep it conversational, not scripted. This gives your remote team a living reference point for your actual voice, your actual tone, and it prevents the written messages from filling the interpretive vacuum. The challenge of staying visible as a leader in virtual workspaces is real, and your voice is one of your most powerful tools for solving it. Consistency across channels matters even more when your physical presence is reduced. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where leaders get this wrong. Most errors with leadership voice consistency follow a small number of patterns. Recognizing them saves you considerable pain. The mistake: using Slack for messages that belong in email or in person. Why it happens: Slack is right there, and speed feels efficient. What to do instead? Before you type anything substantive on Slack, ask whether the message carries enough emotional weight to deserve a channel with more space. Corrections, sensitive feedback, and complex decisions belong in email or in a conversation, not in a chat thread, Read more about choosing the right channel at work to sharpen this judgment. The mistake: stripping all warmth from written communication in the name of brevity. Why it happens: leaders are busy, and editing for efficiency removes the human texture. What to do instead? Before you send any written message, check whether the warmth that your team experiences from you in person is present anywhere in the text. One sentence is enough. Do not sacrifice it for speed. The mistake: saying something different in person than in writing, especially under pressure. Why it happens: in-person conversations invite hedging when the room feels tense. Leaders soften positions they stated clearly in email, and their team notices the gap. What to do instead? Revisit your prepared opening sentence before high-pressure conversations. When you feel the urge to hedge, pause and return to your voice anchor. Staying direct under pressure is what trust is either earned or lost. This is especially relevant in difficult moments. Learning to de-escalate arguments during meetings while maintaining your voice is one of the more demanding skills in leadership. A mistake: waiting until something goes wrong to think about voice consistency. Why it happens: it feels abstract until there is a visible problem. What to do instead? Run the weekly voice audit before you need it. Prevention is easier than repair. When your team already trusts your voice, a single off-message moment does not shake their confidence. When they do not, it confirms every doubt they already had. Your leadership voice consistency checklist. Keep this somewhere you can find it. Run it before any important communication. Before sending an email: have I opened with one human sentence that sets the right tone? Does this sound like me at my best, or like a formal stranger? Is the core message clear in the first three sentences? Have I given the reader enough context to act without guessing? Before posting on Slack: does this message carry emotional weight? If so, have I applied the two-message rule? Would a colleague read this and feel respected or just informed? Am I using Slack because it is genuinely the right channel, or because it is the fastest? Before an in-person conversation: have I prepared my opening sentence? Do I know the tone I want to set? And can I hold it if the room gets difficult? Am I prepared to say the same thing here that I would put in writing? Weekly audit prompt. One email: did I sound like myself? One Slack thread: was the warmth present? One meeting: did my voice stay consistent when it was under pressure? Building the kind of team culture where voice consistency matters at every level is a related challenge. The way leaders foster a culture of team synergy depends, in part, on their own communication being a model worth following. A leader whose voice fractures across channels cannot ask their team to communicate with coherence. You go first. The work that holds everything together. Here is the truth of it. Voice consistency is not a communication technique. It is a form of respect. When your team can trust that the person who sent the email is the same person who will walk into the room, they stop wasting energy on interpretation and start spending it on the work. That is the whole point. The Strom Method, explored in How Leaders Can Use the Strom Method to Build Synergy Through Every Conversation, reinforces this directly. Every conversation, regardless of channel, is an opportunity to either build or undermine connection. Your voice is the instrument. The six steps above are how you keep it in tune. Start with a weekly audit. Run it this Friday. Pull one email, one Slack thread, one meeting moment, and hold each one up against the person you actually want to be as a leader. If the gap is wide, you know what to practice. If it is narrow, you know it is working. A consistent leadership voice is not built in a single session. It is built in 5-minute audits, one prepared sentence before a hard conversation, and a commitment to sounding like yourself, every time, in every channel. Frequently asked questions. What is a consistent leadership voice? A consistent leadership voice is the recognizable tone, directness, and intent that appears across everything a leader communicates, whether in a formal email, a quick Slack message, or a face-to-face conversation. Your team should feel they are hearing the same person, regardless of the channel. Why does leadership voice change across different communication channels? Most leaders unconsciously shift their register to match the channel. Email feels formal, so they stiffen. Slack feels casual, so they become flippant. In person feels pressured, so they hedge. Without a deliberate anchor, the channel shapes the voice instead of the leader shaping it. How do you maintain a consistent leadership voice in Slack? Set a conscious tone before you type. Slack rewards speed, which is where consistency breaks down. Before sending a message, ask yourself whether it sounds like you at your best. Short replies are fine, Curt or cold replies erode trust quickly in a text-only medium. How does a consistent leadership voice build team trust? When your team receives the same essential character from you across every channel, they stop trying to interpret your mood and start trusting your message. Inconsistency forces people to guess what you really mean. Consistency gives them a stable presence they can rely on under pressure. What is the biggest mistake leaders make with their communication voice? The most common mistake is confusing brevity with coldness. Leaders cut words for efficiency and accidentally cut warmth. A two-word Slack reply that would be fine in person reads as dismissive in writing. Brevity is a virtue. Stripping out all human texture is not. Can a leadership voice be consistent without sounding robotic? Consistency is about character, not scripted sameness. Your voice should carry the same values and intent across channels while adjusting its weight and length for context. Think of it like a musician playing the same song in a small room and a concert hall. The song does not change, the volume does. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.